August 14th, 2019. This is Philcast. Here we are with episode 21. It's decided it's going to be the designated driver. Once again, coming to you high atop the Creoco World headquarters in beautiful downtown Otley, Iowa. And for those of you still playing the home game, we have almost all of the boxes empty. And I'm going to have to record the next episode the same weekend as the housewarming party. So this episode is brought to you by Creoco. When you have all the aardvarks in your corner, you have Creoco. If you have music you think I should hear, yours or someone else's, point me toward it. Bandcamp pages, CD Baby pages, and websites. I'm always looking for new music. If you hear something you like, go to philcast.blogspot.com, and I'll post links for all the music that I play on Philcast. Support Philk, support Filkers, and support independent music. So let's get the music going. Vixie and Tony, I'm always kind of in awe of them. I want to play and write as well as Tony does. Vixie is an incredible wordsmith and is such a powerful singer. So this is Vixie and Tony with We Are Who We Are.
Remember the first time you learned monsters could be real? Behind the teacher's back or behind closed doors, what their smiles could conceal. Sly little cooties they denied, betrayals of trust that ached inside. The ones that she turned to who replied, oh, just ignore. Could be slain. Stories said the power could be yours, and that you could ease the pain. And sometimes the monster could be tamed, and sometimes you learned when it was named. That sometimes the monster was the same as you. Said, come with us, you'll be safe and strong. You are welcome as you are, where you belong. We are the lovers and the dreamers, and we will stand up, win or lose. We are the children of the future. Joined you there. Remember that all your loves are true. If anyone says it's not for you, well, just look around. You know what to do. You have a voice. We've all got a chair at the gaming table, and it's time for dreamers, and we will stand up with. get better now. Hold your head up and be brave. You can't stop the signal now, so let's misbehave.
Watching Kathy Marr take over an audience is always a masterclass in performing. I learn so much every time I see her. Here she is with a Charlene McKay song from My Favorite Sings. This is Kathy Marr with Shapeshifter.
You began by the sea in the land that you love, with the eyes of a fox and the heart of a dove. With an innocent heart and a harp in your hand, you followed your thoughts to the riddle's bright strands. Shapeshifter, the wind holds your story, the earth and the stone and the sun feel the glory. Shapeshifter, how could you imagine the humble enchantment of land-bleeding soul? The bird on the wind or the beast on the hoof, the patter of feet on the eaves of the roof. From the smallest of creatures to the leaf on the hill, you are all of these things now, so hush and be still. Shapeshifter, the wind holds your story, the earth and the stone and the sun feel the glory. Shapeshifter, how could you imagine the humble enchantment of land-meeting soul? You stood in the cold till your feet they took root, your toes in the earth and your fingers the shoots. In the silence and cold and ice you have part, but the memory of friends warms the wood at your heart. Shapeshifter, the wind holds your story, the earth and the stone and the sun feel the glory. Shapeshifter, how could you imagine the humble enchantment of land-beating soul? The handwork of legends marked on your brow, the hardship and pain, is it worth it all now? They'll whisper your name on the wind and the breeze, and listen for answers to give their minds ease. Shapeshifter, the wind holds your story. The earth and the stone and the sun feel the glory. Shapeshifter, how could you imagine the humble enchantment of land meeting soul? Shapeshifter, the wind holds your story. The earth and the stone and the sun feel the glory. Shapeshifter, how could you imagine the humble enchantment of land meeting soul?
The world of Canticles continues to grow. The live shows are wonderful. The music is evocative and powerful. Matthew has come up with a really wonderful world for this music. This is Matthew singing on this one. From Aria 2, From the Shadows of Our Past, this is Emberfall.
Would you show me another way back to a fantasy? You tell me fairy tales are not just a reverie. Could you pull me back down from growing up, not remembering? Could you help me to believe? Remind me to believe. When the stars collapse, starlight falls like the rain. The day blinds the night, and the night it takes today away. The tears of all your memories, dear, your past drenched in the pain. In yesteryear's tomorrow, you can't hold on to yesterday. When stars collapse, we all fade away. When stars collapse, we all fade away. Would you show me another way back to a fantasy? Yeah, hide away the answers to life's mystery. Could you call to mind the love I found in you and me? Could you help me to believe? Would you take me back to illuminate the gallery? Could you paint a picture of kings and crowns and wizardry? Can you call me back into wonder and help me see? Could you help me to believe? Remind me to believe. For when the stars collapse, starlight falls like the rain. The day blinds the night, and the night it takes today away. Tears of all your memories, dear, your past drenched in the pain. In yesteryear's tomorrow, you can't hold on to yesterday. When the stars collapse, we all fade away. Stars collapse, we all fade away.
Through echoes of forever, you and I have walked. All that I remember, in a way we all were wrong. At Emberfall, the stars they call, and you can hear her talk. She whispers all we need to know to find where we breathe.
hey, back to fantasy. Could you pull me back down from growing up, not remembering? Could you call to mind the love I found in you and me? Could you help me to believe? She whispers all we need to know to find where we
Genius came up this week, and I never thought I would do this, but this is an old song of mine. Yeah, the movie came up in conversation and got me to listen to this again, so from I Had to Suffer for My Art, Now It's Your Turn. Thank you, Neil Ennis, for the joke. This is Jordan Cochran.
Looks so cute, your overalls. Latest invention comes sliding down the hall. Took one look in your eyes and I knew it was true. I could go further and faster with you. Though you're not a real person, always holds you dear. My heart goes a flutter every time you say weird. Though I can only see you on my TV screen, to me you always be Jordan Cochran, geek goddess supreme. Jordan Cochran, geek goddess supreme. We could graduate from school and get on with our lives. Could try to catch some sleep while you work through the night. You could make me 100 sweaters or those 5 inches I grew. You'd never, ever be ashamed of you. Though you're not a real person, always holds you dear. My heart goes a flutter every time you say weird. Though I can only see you on my TV screen, to me you always be Jordan Cochran, geek goddess supreme. Jordan Cochran, geek goddess supreme. And the world's getting weirder, but what can we do? I'll just try to save the world with you. Though you're not a real person, always hold you dear. My heart goes a flutter every time you say weird. Though I can only see you on my TV screen, to me you always be Jordan Cochran, geek goddess supreme. Jordan Cochran, geek goddess supreme. Jordan Cochran, geek goddess supreme.
Hadn't played anything from Moss for a while, all the way back to episode 3. So this is a Claudia Schmidt song. From All the Love, this is Moss Bliss with Dolphin Story.
She in the sea is a dolphin, she must be in the sea, and only is a dolphin come to thee. Oh, the waves, they soared and swelled as they took her in that day, through the power of the words of the jealous one who chose to have his way. was new and all, but man lived on it. God placed there a fine young one to love and care upon it. He placed a woman by man's side, whose beauty grew so gracefully that God himself, he fell in love, and it drove him mad with jealousy. And the young earth grew, and children too were the fruit of the new fertility. And the girl and boy were a light of joy in the shadow of God's jealousy. Mother, father, watched by God, gained beauty in their passion. And he knew he'd have a woman's heart by force or other fashion. He found her all alone one day and spoke of his enamoring. She shrank and called to the one she loved with wild and frantic clamorings. Sea in the sea, she in the sea, she in the sea is a dolphin. She must be in the sea, and only as a dolphin come to thee. Oh, the waves, they soared and swelled as they took her in that day, through the power of the words of the jealous one who chose to have his way. God cried, if I am refused, then shall your love be blighted, and you shall lose your woman's ways, and from the land be slighted. A monstrous shape shall you assume in the dark and restless sea, and your only lasting link is as man's friend for all eternity. Then he took her down upon the beach, and he loved her without shame, crying, you the dolphin shall be called, and your children be the same. Sea in the sea, she in the sea, she in the sea is a dolphin. She must be in the sea, and only as a dolphin come to thee. Oh, the waves, they soared and swelled as they took her in that day, through the power of the words of the jealous one who chose to have his way.
Another passing comment this week, and I find out that Nicole from Hello the Future now lives in Iowa. I want to do a show with her. From Giant Robot Album, this is Hello the Future with...
The swan's name was Ingrid. I read that book 11 times. 11 times. On Sunday afternoons, when I had nothing else to do but sit and memorize the details of the world in which I wish I lived, and more than that, the authors' lives who wrote them. My world of balance, world of ruin, world of hourly mornings, waking up to take a fearless dip into the serpent trench, and afternoons in Arden, taking notes of all the words I didn't know, with just 2 pages down and 5 more left to go. But all these hours stacked like bricks between the person who I was and who I wanted to be. Time to turn the pages. My house was big, my world was small, so it was waiting for me. Make me all read my book one more time. My robot armor, I put it on before I left my room. My love. Clunky legs and clumsy arms were poorly made, but inside was the only thing I thought was true. I couldn't share myself with anyone, with any place, with anything except the worlds I made. Written in the pages of the books I read and stories wrote and music that I practiced and played when I had nothing to do but time. Then I thought I read The Alethiometer by Grace. Back in my slanted room with books around me, I thought I knew that I already knew enough to be the person I envisioned. Below the future, like all those heroines, a variation on a theme instead. I got myself a finished book, a guitar, and a dream. Instead, I got myself I heard Chrono speak. I beat that game 11 times. 11 times. The summer I spent clearing plates and thinking I was paying dues. And I studied and applied myself. I'd be admired for my thoughts and work and worlds that I created from my mind. Turned to words on pages, all the truth I'd ever learned in secret passages that someday you'd find. You would read my book one more time. Back then I thought I read The Alethiometer by Grace. Now I learn to read The Alethiometer by work. Work of a lifetime. But I have nothing to do.
As I am recording this, Penzic 48 is wrapping up and participants are making their way back home. I thought this would be a good way to send them on their way. This is Moonwolf from Kitchen Junk Drawer with Penzic War 4.
Oh, last year, way out in Cliftlands, Rolak led us forth to war so that we could meet the Easterners at Penzic number 4. We marched on in with knife and mace and shortened axe and sword. The Eastern Tigers didn't, and that's how we won the war. 'Cause you can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest, the Eastern fighters learned their dismay. No, you can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest, that extra steel keeps getting in your way. Merriwald, he let the harriers out to sneak and strike and run, and to kill off Crown Prince Angus and to have a lot of fun.
Perhaps we should insert a footnote here. Good Count Merriwald, sometimes Bozo the Count. A rather remarkable individual who is once said to have, while trudging back from a hot summer's battle at a scout summer camp of some sort, found his way impeded by the swimming pool. It was hot, it was humid, he was tired, he did not want to walk around. He stepped out over the deep end, sank to the bottom in full armor, walked the length of the pool, climbed out, and continued on his way. That is one of our characters. The other character is one Duke Angus of the East Realm, in this case the Heavy, whose salient feature at this particular engagement was a pig-faced bassinet, which is to say a helmet that looked like a heavy metal version of Woody Woodpecker, a long, pointy, snooty thing. And as they met, Merriwald managed to reenact actual medieval history by smiting Angus a mighty smote upon the noggin, which caused Angus to fall back with such force that he ricocheted off a tree and fell full face forward into 9 inches of this polyunsaturated yuck, with such force and such impact that he became, well, stuck. This meant, of course, that it required not one but two burly squires to seize him by the shoulders and free him from the grip of this tenacious ooze. There we have that background. Back to our story now. And to knock off Crown Prince Angus and to have a lot of fun. Oh, they laid their ambush cunningly so they could win the day. Then they turned around and found the Eastern Army in their way. You can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest, not even when it's planned as a surprise. No, you can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest, and an ambushed ambush isn't very nice. Father Odin raged and thundered down all through that grim campaign, and showered lightning bolts around and poured eternal rain. Time for a footnote. We were taking lightning strikes within 100 yards of the camp. It was exciting. If you don't think so, you run through a lightning storm in a metal suit.
Oh, we thought it quite inspiring as we slogged through bog and fen till we saw a soggy cinder where the sergeant should have been. You can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest, not even when you see the lightning spark. No, you can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest unless you feel like glowing after dark. We found the Eastern Army drawn up out there in the mud. We closed with them and fought it out and turned it red with blood. Oh, the fighting, it was vicious as we closed in hand to hand. And then we hit the beehive and the corpses jumped and ran.
Now, if we don't have an interlude anywhere else in this song, we have to stop here for a footnote. Someone managed to kick, hit, set on, smash, or otherwise royally urinate off a hive of something. We're not sure just what. Wasps, yellow jackets, bees, flying velociraptors. Suddenly they were everywhere in everything. I got a couple up one sleeve and got stung a few times there. But let's face it, when a couple of hundred guys are trying to hit you with sticks, what's a couple of bee stings? One gallant knight of the Middle Kingdom had a beautiful, beautiful bassinet, a very elaborate Gothic sort of helmet that kind of bolted down to a bever, which is to say it took him about 5 minutes to get it on and off. He got a couple of these little hummers in his eye slots, and they're kind of keeping him company in there and making life relatively exciting. He was last seen running up a trail over the hill, banging away with a pair of equally beautiful Gothic gauntlets, playing the anvil chorus on his temples, trying to jar them out. One good, true knight of the Middle Kingdom, who we won't name here for obvious reasons, picked up a couple of these something or other flying, buzzing, stinging things in, shall we say, his nether regions. A place where no good man should ever have to entertain something quite as exciting as this. He also ran up that trail over the hill, and his main exclamation seemed to be, I've been stung! I've been stung! We assumed he was in deep meditation. So we left him alone. 'Cause you can swing a broadsword when you're in the forest if your codpiece stings and swells and turns bright red. No, you can swing a broadsword when you're in the forest. The buzzing isn't coming from your head. The battle finally ended there out in the mud and damp. We could beat the Eastern Tiger, but we couldn't find the camp. We got lost in the woods, okay? We finally found our way back, and the final figures state Middle Kingdom 3, East 2, and Mother Nature 48. 'Cause you can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest. I'm tired of fighting while the rain pours down. No, you can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest. I don't mind steel, but I don't want to drown. No, you can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest. Jump like a fish, jump like a porpoise, roll in the mud at Pensac Wharf. It doesn't work a bit, does it? You can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest. I've been stung! I've been stung! You can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest.
Listen, yeah, you. Come here. Listen. You got a pair of dry socks. I got $50. We could make a deal.
You can't swing a broadsword when you're in the forest. I don't mind steel, but I don't want to drown.
And now for the news.
I'm always looking for folk events, house folks, concerts, bands on tour, and in any country. If you're a filker and you're playing at your local coffee house, let me know and I'll talk about it. I want Filkcast to be the place you can find out about Filk everywhere. So what's going on? Let's start with conventions. Worldcon just published their music schedule, and wow, 24 acts. So let's get through this. Worldcon, this weekend, August 15th through the 19th, in Dublin. The Double Clicks, the Library Bards, Derry Farrell, Andrew Ross, Jew Hunnish, Lynn Gold, Irwin Filthy Pierre Strauss, Natalie Ingram, Deirdre Murphy, John McDade, TJ Burnside Clapp, Bed and Breakfast, which is Bill and Brenda, Death in Gloria, Sam Watts, Brimstone Rhyme, Blind Lemming Chiffon, Mark Bernstein, Sassafras, Carrie Ellen Kelly, Another Castle, Canticles, The Irish Video Game Orchestra, Claire McHugh? Oh, I said that right. And Gary Ehrlich. I'm going to take a break. DragonCon, August 29th through September 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia. Tom Smith, The Blibbering Humdingers, Mikey Mason, Gray Reinhardt, The Night Sabers, and a lot more. CocoCon, August 30th through September 2nd in Phoenix. Alexander James Adams, Mark and Jen Horning, and a Dr. Horrible, and a Once More with Feeling sing-alongs. FenCon, September 20th through the 22nd, The Double Clicks. And S.J. Tucker has a concert window show on August 22nd. And we've just found out that concert window is closing next month. Thank you for listening to episode 21. You can find playlists and links at philcast.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Philcast will be back August 28th, and we'll be going old school, or at least as old school as I can get. As always, send me requests, send me music, send me links to music. Always looking for new stuff. Please let me know what you think of the show. You can leave comments on Blogspot or Facebook. You can leave reviews on iTunes. You can also email me directly at ericcoleman@gmail.com. Please help spread the word. Looking for more listeners. If you're willing to be part of the street team, I have posted a couple of JPEGs on both the Blogspot page and on Facebook. One color, one black and white, that you can print out and put on the freebie table at your local convention with information about the podcast. I was looking through the list of acts at Worldcon, and this name caught me. I went to their website, and what do you know? They're letting you download their album for free. All you got to do is sign up for their email list. And if you like what they do, go support them. They have a lot of nifty stuff for sale on their website. And the album is just great. I mean, really great. This is Death in Gloria from The Wolf on Board, and it's the first song, The Escape. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you again in a couple weeks.
be seeing you.